As a significant change in the way the tourism industry is supported kicks off, Humboldt County's Economic Development Director has highlighted a grassroots element, the role of residents who talk about the county in person and online. Peggy Murphy, the county's Director of Economic Development, described a new 5-year plan for advancing the tourism economy in a June 10th online presentation to the Community Economic Resilience Consortium. The way the county markets and supports tourism has been a shifting and sometimes contentious issue for years, with the county questioning whether it was getting enough bang for the buck in its funding and contracts with tourism organizations. That's brought the county to the point it's at now, launching a 5-year plan to reorganize the way tourism marketing is funded and governed. During the presentation's discussion phase, tourism marketing was framed in a more down-to-earth context. Greg Foster of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, the meeting's host, said, quote, word of mouth is really important, and Murphy said that it's increasingly done online.
We have a pretty big kind of PR issue with how we sell ourselves before people get here. And so the study also talks to the new kind of itinerary creation people are doing through AI use that, of course, scrubs the internet and finds recommendations. And we're seeing for our area that, you know, those humble Reddit subthreads are not doing us any good, guys. Like, no. We need to be very considerate of what we put out there in the community about our community, because with the new way that people are doing their itinerary planning, you know, what we say about ourselves impacts how those itineraries get built.
When Foster encouraged support for the new paradigm, Murphy said it can be helped, quote, even if it's writing a nice thing online about Humboldt County. That dynamic was discussed further in this exchange between Foster and Murphy.
This community has flaws like every other community.
Absolutely.
And I've probably driven, I don't know how many hundreds of small communities I've driven through in the Western U.S. when I travel. And man, we got it going on compared to a lot of those other places. And so I think sometimes we're our own worst enemy. So knock it off. I know there's no one here, but you know, one of the things I like to do is go through threads. I don't do X, Facebook, Instagram, and just comment on other people's posts, especially if they're negative, and just comment and say, you know what, check this out. So I think if we all did that, we could have a real good impact.
We'll also add, though, that, you know, while we're talking about travel and tourism marketing, the way we market ourselves online or even this aspect also impacts our ability to do business attraction, recruitment, and employee attraction and recruitment. And so I do think that, especially for this group, we should be thinking about this as one cog in a bigger marketing message for the entire county.
Absolutely. Let's work on our self-esteem, folks, and talk good stuff about ourselves.
Murphy said the communication goal behind the new strategy is to unify the county's message about itself when it comes to attracting visitors.
So the future with what we're hoping with this strategy, and I believe is accomplishable, is a unified countywide strategy. That's the document we have that we're now putting into action. Transparent performance-based funding, clear oversight and reporting. We are using a destination stewardship model in the strategy, not a destination marketing organization model. This is because of very consistent community input that we also need to be very conscious of our community, of what we do in terms of development or the increase of tourists into our area. And so really trying to make sure that we're not just forcing, you know, square pegs circle hole, but rather being really respectful to our community members and the community that we're all here because we love. And then finally, aligning our tourism regions so that they are promoting one another, saying the same things, and delivering the same message.
The new plan will be carried out through a contracted destination stewardship organization. A tourism advisory board will be formed to make funding recommendations to the Board of Supervisors. The economic stakes are high for tourism alone. Murphy said it's a, quote, major economic driver, generating about $508 million in annual visitor spending and providing more than 5,800 jobs. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.